The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MB Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
All right, welcome everybody back from a long holiday season. Hope everybody had a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and Happy Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and all that jazz. I know after a three-month break, much-needed break here at MD Radio, a lot to be discussed as we head in to the 2014 bodybuilding season. I'm your host, Sean Ray, and kicking things off to start the bodybuilding fitness season underway, all the snowbirds and everything back east, might head out west right here to downtown Los Angeles, where it's all going to be kicking off with our first event of the year, our first major event of the year, which is the LA Fit Expo going down on January 25th and 26th. And with us is the promoter of that show, who's also going to give us some details about what to expect, who's going to be there, and what's all taking place. Let's bring on Mark Mazura from way back in the day. Big Mark, welcome to MD Radio.
Thanks, Sean. How are you?
Good, man. It sounds like you're maybe mobile. I know you're doing a million and one things. You only got a couple of short weeks before this LA Fit Expo is going to kick off. But I wanted you to speak to those people that are considering coming out here and supporting what you do out here. I mean, it's a massive event. You've got the Ironman naturally in concert with it, the LA Convention Center right next door to Staples Center. What can we expect going into this LA Fit Expo this year?
Well, this being our 11th year, we've now grown to occupy three halls at the Convention Center. We have over a quarter of a million contiguous square feet of space. We're 100 booths ahead of last year. We'll have over 450 exhibit booths. And if the attendance grows like it did last year, we'll probably wind up somewhere between 40,000 and 50,000 people who will make it through the doors for the weekend.
Yeah, it's
we've
amazing.
We've also added a few events. We have some new activities coming on board, including the feats of strength from the AAU. We've got the parkour and the loop kicks, which is sport karate and throwing fitness activities. We've got Jillian Michaels and an expanded group exercise program for all the aerobic instructors and the folks who do that. And, of course, we've got all the staples, the traditional NPC bodybuilding and figure and physique competitions, strongman, powerlifting, CrossFit, Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, even the Olympic weightlifting is back.
Wow, and I know that you got, I know Tito Ortiz has been a fixture there, and I've seen a lot of other people like Lou Ferrigno, and I mean, California, the ideal place at the end of January, if you want to be warm anyways. We know the East Coast got hit with a cold spell and an ice storm, but it seems like it brings a little bit of something for everybody out there. Who else can we kind of maybe, on a surprise note, expect to possibly see out there at this event?
Well, you'll have a lot of the top championship bodybuilders that will be there. You know, everyone, like you mentioned, from Lou and Jay and Ronnie and Phil are going to be there. Kai Green is coming out. We just heard that Tony Freeman may be joining us. And there's a slew of folks that will join in some of the other exhibitor and sponsor booths from Rich Gaspari's team and so forth. But we also have a tremendous number of MMA fighters. We have Tito Ortiz coming out. Rampage Jackson just called this morning to say that he's coming. Ken Shamrock may actually be showing up because he's 50 Cent's bodyguard, and he may be next door at the Grammy Awards on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then we've even got Brian Shaw, who just recently won the World's Strongest Man competition, is going to be coming out. And there's just a slew of talent and people, you know, that are going to be in and out of here. And you mentioned the weather. I'm actually driving now, as you said and you heard, and the thermometer in the car is reading 84. So not to rub it in, but for those folks who can make it out in the end of January, they want to come out and enjoy all the festivities, by all means, come and have a great weekend downtown L.A. There's a ton of things going on at night. The Kings and the Ducks have that hockey game that's going to be outdoors at Dodger Stadium, which is only 2 miles from the Convention Center. And then Sunday, you got the Grammy Awards going on. And so it's a typical L.A. Hollywood weekend that's, you know, highlighted by what we do at the Expo.
Yeah, and not to be outdone, I mean, it's right there centrally located next to Staples. And, of course, you've got all the nice restaurants from ESPN Zone, the Fleming Steakhouse, the Yard House. You've got that huge movie theater right next to the Ritz-Carlton and the Marriott. So make sure you guys get your reservations. I know the Lux Hotel is one of your hotels and the Biltmore Hotel. So there's a lot of places people can stay. Where do they go to, like, look at the website and all that information?
People can go to thefitexpo.com. That's T-H-E-F-I-T-E-X-P-O. When they get there, they'll see that we have two different tabs, a blue one for the L.A. show, Southern California, and an orange one for San Jose, which is our Northern California event that takes place in July. And the dates, the locations, everything from the schedule of events and celebrities, the sponsors, the exhibitors, all the contestants, even the parking information is right there on the website.
Yeah, and you got one of the few drug-tested events taking place that weekend as well, the Ironman Naturally, which is grown by leaps and bounds.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's a fan favorite. It's one of the things that draws a lot of the physique competitors out now. We've got a lot more of the figure women and male physique competitors than ever before. And then we have, of course, the bodybuilding divisions. The winners get featured in articles in Iron Magazine, as do the winners of the Body Space Contest, which is bodybuilding.com's annual spokesmodel competition. So for the last few months, there have been people entering that online at Body Space from all over the world. And then the five finalists, male, and the five finalists, female, get flown out by bodybuilding.com to compete in the finals right at the expo.
Yeah.
So it's a real great day or weekend worth of physique activities for the fans who are able to join us.
Well, none other than the Swami, Lonnie Teeple, will be rocking the mic as the host MC of that. And again, this is the largest event taking place in the state of California, kicking off January 25th and 26th. And Team MD will be there bringing you interviews and gavel-to-gavel photographs, paparazzi, and all of that stuff. So come out and join Mark and myself and everybody else out here. Work on your tan. Bring your bathing suit as well. Mark, anything else comes up, please come back here to MD Radio and share it with our listeners. In the meantime, we'll catch you in two short weeks.
Absolutely, sure. I look forward to it.
All right, always a pleasure. That's one of the hardest working men in the sport of bodybuilding and fitness, Mark Mazurek, putting it all together for our enjoyment coming up January 25th and 26th. So look forward to some big explosive things right here in Los Angeles. In other news, as we took our break throughout the holidays, just recently released, I think it was today, two-time 212-pound Olympia Showdown winner James Flex Lewis has now signed officially with the bodybuilding supplement giant BSN. Flex was a staple at the Gaspari Nutrition Company for several years and worked his way through the pro ranks and earned a couple of victories in the Olympia Showdown title, has now inked a deal to work for a supplement giant that helped Ronnie Coleman towards the end of his career. And, of course, we know that the Big Bad Wolf was with them and also Rolly Winkler for some time. Well, now James Flex Lewis, the Welshman by way of Tennessee and now Florida, is officially a signed athlete with BSN. In other news, I just got across my desk today from the fabulous one, Flex Wheeler. He's got some news to come out and share with us. On the flip side of the holiday season, a little bit of depressing news. One of the greatest posers in all of bodybuilding, Ed Corney, is definitely in need of some prayer. Was hospitalized with congestive heart failure. Now, I don't know his status as of right now, but I was informed by closest source to him that he was suffering from congestive heart failure. Now, congestive heart failure is what took my father out of this world. He died at the age of 82, 3 years ago, congestive heart failure. Prayers going out for Ed Corney, one of Arnold Schwarzenegger's mentors in the posing industry, and physique. Ed Corney was no slouch when it came to bodybuilding. He's always a fixture at the Arnold Classic and the Olympia, and as of late, he's had several injuries and setbacks that had confined him to a wheelchair at times, but he was always there with a smile and always eager to take pictures with the fans of bodybuilding, and we are looking for him to rejoin us back in the gym. But let's switch gears and go down under to one of my good buddies, contest promoter of the FitX. Let's bring on Tony Doherty. Big Tony, welcome to MD Radio.
Hey, Sean. Good to hear you. How you doing, man?
Well, you know me. I got to give it to you. G'day.
G'day, mate. What's up?
That's my Australian mate. So what time is it right now down under? You're in Melbourne, Australia. What time is it?
Yeah, it's It's Tuesday morning here, and it's 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday, and it's, okay, in American, we just hit 105 degrees Fahrenheit.
Holy, yeah, summer. Tell me about my future. Tell me about my future. You're living in tomorrow for me. I mean, so tomorrow's going to be a pretty good day, huh?
Tomorrow's a great day.
Well, Tony, you know what's coming our way. I just had the promoter of the LA Fit Expo online, and you do something very similar to that, along with hosting one of the longest-running pro bodybuilding shows out there in Australia. It all takes place 1 week after the Mr. Olympia weekend. And to put it on our calendar...
No, you're right.
The Arnold Classic.
1 week after the Arnold.
Arnold Classic. You're right. I'm getting ahead of myself. But I wanted to bring you on early so people can maybe mark their calendars and let them know a little preview of what's coming up immediately following the 26th Annual Arnold Classic on March the 8th, I believe it is, out there in Melbourne.
Yeah, it's March 7th, 8th, and 9th. So we've got a three-day expo this year. We've got Pro Bikini, Pro Figure, and Pro Men's. It's our 14th pro show in a row, so third longest-running pro show in the world, only after the Arnold and the Olympia. We've got a great lineup already. I've signed Rolly Winkler, Evan Centipani, and Sean Roden, amongst others. You know, Ed Nunn and a whole lot of other guys. Ebony Wilson's making his pro debut, and a bunch of other guys. Even a couple of 212 guys are going to jump into the open with Dave Henry and Jose Raymond.
Yep.
So it's really moving in the right direction, and the expo's got bigger and bigger again this year. And we've got a whole lot of, you know, strongman, powerlifting, arm wrestling. We've got about 11 sports involved this year, so it's really moving.
Yeah, not only that, it's kind of like the LA Fit Expo, except you have that pro component in that very beautiful auditorium. What a lot of people that don't know that haven't visited Melbourne, Australia, is that your event is held right there in the convention center adjacent to the Hilton Hotel and several other hotels, but it's on a waterway with a walkway that leads right into one of Melbourne's biggest malls, and all the eateries are surrounding it. I mean, it couldn't be in a better centrally located location, not to mention you've got several Doherty 24/7 gyms throughout the city.
Yeah, we've got five 24-hour gyms around the city, and it is a beautiful city, Sean. As you said, the convention center is right in the middle. But guess what? I'm sitting here with Bob Lorimer, your good friend Bob.
Oh, yeah. Tell Bob I said hello.
I might put him on to say hello to the listeners, and you can talk about what he's doing in Melbourne. Here's Bob Lorimer.
Go ahead. Put him on.
John, how you doing, my friend?
Good, man. Let me give you the proper introduction. Now, Bob Lorimer is the son of Jim Lorimer, Arnold Schwarzenegger's partner, who got things kicked off on a handshake, I believe it was, way back in the day. And here we are 26 years later, and you are actively, very actively, running and promoting this Arnold Schwarzenegger giant that has now gone to Madrid, Spain, is also over in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and you're in Australia doing God only knows what. So bring us up to speed, Bob. What's happening?
Well, we're down here visiting with Tony, talking about, having an Arnold Australia down here, and Tony's one of the best promoters we know, so he's the perfect person for us to get to know and talk to. But moreover, the Melbourne is a beautiful city. They got a lot to offer down here, and as far as having an Arnold Sports Festival, this is one of the best places you could possibly have it.
So is this a scoop? Is this something that we're working on now for a possibility of 2015?
Yep.
Maybe, or?
Yeah, we're looking for 2015 at this time. And
cool.
Arnold certainly has global interest in mind, and we're looking to get this thing on five continents, do one a year anyhow. So 15 looks really strong for this town here.
Awesome.
In Australia.
Yeah, I've supported what Tony's been doing down there for years and watched it grow from its infancy, and I can tell you, I mean, as you know, it's a beautiful city, and it's ideal for something like an Arnold Sports Festival. Definitely, it would bring a whole lot of more traffic, as if he doesn't already have enough. But in the same breath, we're headed to Columbus, Ohio here for the first big event of the year, February 27th through March the 2nd, I believe, and there's a couple of other events that have been added. Can you share with the listeners what's coming up on the 26th Annual?
Yeah, sure. Again, we've continued along the line of Olympic sports through our weekend, and we've added USA Tennis Association's coming in and doing some tennis tournaments. We've also hooked up with the senior program in sporting and swimming,
mm-hmm.
and so they're going to come in and have a very large event in the swimming area. really an interesting thing that's emerging, certainly worldwide. Not so much in the United States as yet. We're going to try and put it on the map. But we're going to have a pole sport competition for the first time in Columbus. And
elaborate on that for the people that don't know what that is.
Yeah, well, actually, pole sport is a competition. It started, there's two poles. One spins and one does not. And the girls come in, they do a three-minute routine on the pole, and they have to, it's extreme strength movements, and they have to perform certain moves and exercises. And in the past, X-Pole has had an international competition. They've had 10 competitions so far in the United States, and they're bringing the top 10 girls from each one of the competitions in to compete for a world championship.
That is awesome. So I got to ask the layman question. So what is the attire of our pole fitness competitors? I mean, is it what I've seen in the past, or is there... What kind of protocol?
No, actually, there has to be a protocol because they have to be covered, but they also have to have, nothing can be exposed, but they, in order to spin on a pole, they have to have, skin that can touch the pole that makes them stick.
Yes, this is a family.
These girls are extreme. Yeah, it's a family athlete. It's a family sport there, but these girls are extremely athletic, extremely strong.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
If you can't imagine, just grab a pole any place and try and climb up without using your legs. And it's
I've seen it. It is a sight to behold because they are athletes in the proper context. So that'll be interesting to see for the first time. That's going to be held in concert with, of course, the Rockstar Bikini Contest, which I've got one of the promoters of that. Brooke is going to come on to talk a little bit more about the Rockstar Bikini, which is also growing in its infancy because a lot of those winners come from the amateur division of the women's bikini competition, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Because we have about 200 girls that will register just in the Rockstar. Most of them are entered into the amateur as well. And in the Arnold Amateur, we have about 80 countries participating this year. And we have about 600 good athletes throughout all the different divisions. But the bikini is certainly one of the most fun and emerging sports to watch in the NPC area. So
that's awesome. So and finally, we know we had the first annual Brazil Arnold Classic, and I heard there may be a change of venue. So can you speak to that a little bit? I mean, last year was a huge success, and we had to turn away thousands of people at the expo who just didn't have the room. What are the changes going forward for the last weekend of April in Rio?
Well, we have changed locations, but we're still in Rio, and we're out of the Olympic situs. The expo should be twice the size, so we're hoping to get in twice as many amount of people to come in for that. We are sold out to this point, so it's already turned out to be an excellent performance. We're having a record number of new competitions out there as well, and so we're trying to match up to everything that we do in Columbus and what Tony does down here by adding, a few new sports each year. So that's turned out to be another exciting thing. Got a really good lineup for that as well.
That's awesome.
From the professional side. So.
Well, I'm not going to hold you much longer, dude. I know you got a lot of work to do, and you're coming back to Columbus, Ohio to do your thing. And I did see that we have the new roll call for the Hall of Fame inductions that I'm going to get to. So that's awesome how you guys continue to grow the brand. Anything else you want to share with us moving forward? Any other breaking news?
No, that's good for now. So just make sure you come down here and see FedEx. First off, I'm going to be down here myself looking forward to seeing Tony's what he does down here. And certainly hope to catch you all in Columbus as well.
Right.
Let me pass you back to Tony, and I look to talk to you soon, Tom.
All right. Thanks for all you do, brother. All right, Tony Doherty, the MC extraordinaire, the promoter extraordinaire.
Buck didn't get a word in.
Yeah.
What's that?
That is huge news. If you're talking about, so would the FedEx disappear and be renamed the Arnold Classic Australia, or are these two separate events we may be talking about?
Well, you know what? We're going to make an announcement at FedEx this year. We're just working on the technicalities of that, and I want to give you too much of an exclusive. You've got a little bit of a world exclusive now, so that's what I'm going to give you today. I'm going to mess with you a little bit, but I'll tell you what, I'll bring you on stage at FedEx with Bob, and we'll make a formal announcement as to which way we're going with it. But let me tell you, it's going to be huge. Melbourne's the sporting capital of the world. Bob's been blown away by the facilities here in Melbourne, and we want to get a lot more sports involved. We want to have the biggest multi-sport festival in the history of Australia. You know, we're going in big from the word get-go. You know what I'm like.
Right.
And we'll look forward to making some major announcements at FedEx this year. So stay tuned, listeners. Come and support FedEx this year. It's going to be the biggest and best show Australia's ever seen, and this is just the beginning.
Great work, man. March 7th, 8th, and 9th, right there in Melbourne, I will be in the house along with Team MD. Keep up the great work, Tony, and enjoy your time with
Thanks,
Bob.
Thanks, Team MD. Love your support. Thank you.
All right. That's Tony Doherty. Tony Doherty and Bob Lorimer doing big things in the land down under. As we reported, I had an exclusive interview with Arnold Schwarzenegger about 3 years ago where he had made mention he wanted an Arnold Classic on every continent, and it looks like now it is getting more of a reality than just a fantasy. We've got Europe over in Madrid that fought the week after the Mr. Olympia contest. It's been moved forward 1 week. And then, of course, you have the Arnold Classic in South America in Rio de Janeiro. And now he is looking to go where he stood on stage the last year in the country of Australia. It was in Sydney that he competed at the Grand Ole Opera House out there. But this contest is taking place out in Melbourne, and Tony, promoter, master of ceremonies extraordinaire, is working closely with Bob Lorimer, son of Jim Lorimer, to make that become a reality. And I guess the only thing that could potentially be left would be China and South Africa and, of course, Russia. So those are areas that they may be looking to move into, so it would be very, very interesting to see how that whole thing pans out. But congratulations to all the Arnold Classic people doing big things in the world of bodybuilding. For this year, we will be the first time ever heading into the country of China with a pro show. Robin Chang working very hard for the IFBB, helping to broker that deal, which will be taking place in the month of November. IFBB will be in China for the very first time. And speaking of first time, October the 1st, only a couple of short days after this year's Arnold Classic Europe, the athletes will head to Dubai. And in Dubai, they will have a pro contest. So you'll have three back-to-back shows from the Olympia to Madrid straight into Dubai. And following Dubai will be the Prague show over in the Czech Republic. So the bodybuilders have a lot of opportunity this year to actually be very busy and make a lot of money and entertain a lot of the fans. One thing that we will see at this year's Arnold Classic that we've never seen before for the first time will be the 212-pound division, where we'll see, of course, a return of the two-time Olympia Showdown winner and new BSN-sponsored athlete, James Flex Lewis. There's been an additional $55,000 prize money allocated towards the 212 division, which is huge for our smaller bodybuilders. That's going to be at stake. What we will not see at the Arnold Classic, for those of you sleeping under a rock, is women's professional bodybuilding. That has been axed. Enter men's and women's physique, along with our 212-pound competitors. So that's going to be a huge weekend. And like Bob alluded, there's going to be some additional events added to the Arnold Schwarzenegger weekend. And, of course, we do not know yet who our Lifetime Achievement Award winner is. I have some inklings, but I'm not going to be the one to put that bit of news out there, but I will definitely have it announced here at MD Radio. And, of course, I mentioned earlier about the Hall of Fame inductions at the Arnold Classic. They've been doing this for some time now, and the honorees for this year are going to be James Stratham, the action A-list movie star and martial artist. Jason Stratham, an Englishman, made many films, very hardcore fighter, Bruce Lee type guy, but he's got a very cool swagger about him. Check him out. That's Jason Stratham. He's going to be inducted into the class of 2014, along with Olympic wrestler, the greatest, Dan Gable. Not only was he one of the greatest wrestlers, but also a great wrestling coach. Eight-time Mr. Olympia, Lee Haney, the first to ever win eight Mr. Olympia Sandow trophies. And, of course, I was there to witness, I think, three of them, 88, 90, and 91. And he was ahead of his time and arguably the greatest. I mean, of course, people have seen what Ronnie Coleman looks like, and they argue with his eight Sandow trophies that he is the greatest. And they argue that because of the level of competition he was up against and the caliber of guys that Ronnie Coleman beat. Nothing but Hall of Famers in the form of Vince Taylor, Flex Wheeler, Kevin Livroni, myself, Chris Cormier. I mean, Ronnie Coleman came from the back of the pack, dead last in his first Mr. Olympia in 92, to win eight, whereas Lee Haney entered his first Mr. Olympia in 1983 and finished in third place and finished his career rattling off eight consecutive victories. Now, I'll tell you the difference. The difference is that Lee Haney did that at basically 23 years old to 31 and retired injury-free. And while Ronnie Coleman arguably physically could be called the greatest because of the level of competition he competed against, I believe Ronnie Coleman was in his 40s when he walked off the Mr. Olympia stage for a final time, and he got beat by Jay Cutler in his last bid at his Mr. Olympia run, whereas Lee Haney retired undefeated and, of course, held at bay, you know, Lee Labrada, Rich Gaspari, Mike Christian, myself. There's a lot of guys, Muhammad McAway, that he had beat on finesse, size, and shape, and he got out at 31. So there's arguments going both ways, but he is now in the induction of the class of 2004 at the Arnold Classic weekend, which is he continues to get accolades. We gave Kevin Livroni and myself gave him our Lifetime Achievement Award at the Sean Ray Classic earlier this past summer. And finally, we have Cynthia Rathrock, a five-time karate champion, weapons and movie star. Cynthia getting up there and getting recognition. And our last person getting inducted, it's actually a trio. Joe Weider, Betty Weider, and Ben Weider. Betty is going to be representing on behalf of the late Joe and Ben Weider. They were all three bodybuilding and fitness icons and leaders because Joe has always put Betty front and center with her support. He was able to accomplish what he otherwise might not have. And, of course, with a brother like Ben, ISBB president and founder, spreading the brand over 156 countries, developing the Amateur International Federation of Bodybuilding, which is global and is at full strength right now, Joe, Betty, and Ben will be recognized for their body of work. And, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger will be on hand along with Bob Goldman. So that's actually an invitational. So it's only certain people will be able to watch that induction. It's a small group of people that actually get an in personal invitation. But it does go down during the same time as the Arnold Classic weekend, which begins with our amateurs on Thursday and concludes on Sunday at the Expo. Speaking of the Arnold Classic, on the other side of the break, we've got a two-time Arnold Classic champion coming up. And, of course, a guy looking for his first Arnold Classic and former national champion winner of this year, or the 2013 Pro Bodybuilding Weekly Competition right there in Tampa, Florida, Evan Sinopani. Take the first commercial break here at MD Radio. Come back with more news and information as we kick off the return of MD Radio here in 2014. I'm Sean Ray. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
This is Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train, maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Well, Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
With over 300 locations and 2 million members worldwide, Powerhouse Gym has been helping people achieve their goals since 1975. Whether you're visiting the gym for the first time or you're a seasoned professional, you'll see why Powerhouse Gym is the strongest name in fitness. Visit PowerhouseGym.com to get a free guest pass to a location closest to you or to inquire about opening your own Powerhouse Gym location. At Powerhouse Gym, you're not just a number, you're family.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances. But rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Hey, this is Seth Ferrosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from Muscle Mads, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
But one of the guys that gives a lot of credit is Steve Blackman from Muscular Development. I mean, those guys have done an extraordinary job for years and years and years to promote health, to promote fitness, to promote strength, to promote bodybuilding, powerlifting, weightlifting, and all of those kind of things. So the contributions they made is gigantic, and I hail them for that.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys.
All right, welcome back to MD Radio. We are talking bodybuilding on the heels of watching the San Francisco 49ers set it up for the NFC Championship game against the Seattle Seahawks and the AFC showdown of the Denver Broncos and the New England Patriots. We've got a hell of a Super Bowl ahead of us. I'm a football fanatic, so guys, enjoy the games while we can. That Super Bowl is going to be on February the 2nd, and of course that's coming the weekend after the LA Fit Expo right here in Los Angeles. But then will come the 26th annual Arnold Classic, which has been renamed the Arnold Sports Festival, right there in Columbus, Ohio, where upwards of 18,000 athletes and 200 or so thousand spectators will roll through Columbus, Ohio. And I'm one of the few guys that can say I have attended every single one. So I'm going to my 26th annual. With that being said, a guy that I think is probably almost as young as the first Arnold Classic I ever went to in 1989. I'm going to find out how young he was when I was going in 1989, where Rich Kaspari won the first one. Let's bring him on by way of Connecticut, your former NPC overall national champion, your New York Pro winner, and your 2013 pro bodybuilding champion. Let's bring him on, Evan Sintapani. Evan, welcome to MD Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Sean?
Did I get all that right, Evan?
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
You know, when I was 7 years old in 1980.
You were 7 years old and 200 and some odd pounds lighter ago. Because I imagine at seven, you were probably barely hitting 100 pounds, maybe 70 pounds. And here you are walking around at like 300 pounds in the off season. Yeah, it seems like a lifetime ago I went to my first Arnold Classic where we saw Rich Gaspari win. And, of course, we watched him last year get the Lifetime Achievement Award. What a body of work that guy has. But you are fast on your way of pursuing this Arnold Classic title and becoming one of those champions. What has been happening with you, my man?
Prepping for the Arnold. Prepping for the Arnold. And prep's been going really well. I kind of made a last-minute decision around 11 weeks out or so.
That never sounds good, Evan, when you say, I made a last-minute decision. Are you sure that's the verbiage you want to use?
Well, I mean, truth be told, it's what it was. So,
yeah.
But, you know, hey, man, it could be, you know, I mean, I guess it doesn't sound good, but actually I feel very positive about it. I feel really good about it. I'm actually really looking forward to it.
So did you make that because of the progress that you were making and the way you were looking? I mean, is that where you said, hey, you know what, I might as well?
No, to tell you the truth, you know, I got, you know, a couple of people, you know, lending me some advice. And I said, you know what? Cause my initial thought was, you know what, after the Olympia, I was, you know, looking around at, you know, my competition and saying, geez, you know, I just, some of these guys are just carrying significantly more muscle on their frames than I am. And I feel like I need to put on more. I mean, I just need more time. And the guy said, no, you know, just don't do that. Just get back out there. You know, the fans want to see you. They want to see you compete. Just do it, you know, just do it. And I said, you know what, I probably in the past, I would have fought it. You know, right to the end. But I said, you know what? Sometimes good things happen when you just kind of go with the flow. So screw it. Sign me up.
And you're still pretty young. How old are you now?
I'm 31.
Yeah, I'm like watching you grow up in this sport of bodybuilding. You got more wins than I ever did in my 14-year pro career, and you're only 31 years old. That being said, being a super heavy, it's a little bit longer road to hoe because as we watch Dennis Wolf, he's barely coming into his own right now.
Right.
You have so much volume and muscle maturity, it takes a little bit longer to get there, but you're well on your way. What did you take away from the past Olympia experience?
You know, I feel like I could have hit my peak a little bit better, even though maybe I don't have the some of the freaky size that some of the other guys do in some spots. Probably if I came in a little bit like just looking more peaked, more polished, I probably could have done significantly better. And that's the plan for the Arnold, to just come in and just look as good as possible.
Okay.
You know, going towards the Olympia, I felt like I got a little hung up on size and you know, screw it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, unfortunately you're so young in your career that the majority of your mistakes are going to be made on some of the biggest stages, and it takes 6 months to a year to have the opportunity to correct some of those mistakes. And clearly this past Mr. Olympia lineup was very, very deep in talent. There's going to be a few missing components here. We're not going to have, you know, Phil Heath. There's not going to be a Dexter Jackson who won a year ago. Of course, there's a few other players that are going to be sitting this one out. What is your expectation for your return to this competition? Is anything short of a victory or breaking into that top three? I mean, your realistic approach.
Realistically, I think top three would be fantastic, and I don't think it's out of reach.
All right, man. Well, we're going to look for some big things from you, Evan Sinopani, and make sure you join us once more before you get on that stage, so we can, you know, talk directly to your fans and see how your contest prep is going.
Absolutely, I'll be back.
All right, happy New Year, young man. We'll see you on March the 1st and 2nd, I believe that is, right there in Columbus, Ohio. No stranger to the pro bodybuilding stage. This young rookie is now turning into a veteran, and we'll look for some big things from Big Evan, one of the nicest guys in all of bodybuilding you're going to see. Tons of fans and a great physique to go with it. Speaking of a guy who's got a resume, let's bring him on by way of Texas, one of the biggest little men in all of bodybuilding. Only went out and won the freaking Southwest Pro and the New York Pro and the Australian Pro and the British Pro and the Arnold Classic a couple of times, as a first runner-up in the Mr. Olympia. He's got to be the most decorated bodybuilder headed into Columbus, Ohio, and it is basically his for the taking, but he's got to decide that. Let's bring him on from Texas. Big Branch Warren, welcome back to MD Radio.
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Not too bad, man. I'm as I say that, man, I sound like I'm talking about a guy that's like 45 years old. You got a lot accomplished in your career, and clearly you're not done. One of the few brave guys that are jumping right back in the saddle to go and do it all over again in the face of Phil Heath and Kai Greene and Dexter. These guys don't compete with the regularity as they used to, but here you are jumping back into this contest that you're very familiar with and had a very good run historically. How are you feeling right now headed into this contest?
I feel really good, you know. I made some changes for the Olympia, and, one of the different, I worked with George for years, and I went to decide with Neil for the Miss Olympia, and, things didn't work out good. You know, when you make a change and it doesn't work out, well, you're an idiot, but if you make a change and it works out, you're a genius. So
that's it.
But, try a different approach. It didn't work out, obviously. So went back to the old book. Me and George hooked back up, and, I feel comfortable, man. You know, I'm right where I always need to be at this point out from the show. I'm looking very satisfied with how I'm looking. Training's going well. And just going back to Columbus, man, I love Columbus. The fans are awesome. And just going to be the best I can be, and it's out of my hands after that.
Yeah, so you're not trying to reinvent the wheel. You're basically kind of going back to what's worked for you in the past. I mean, I don't want to say taking a step back, but sometimes getting back to the basics is what works.
Exactly. I'm doing the same diet and stuff that I did in, the 09 Olympia and the 10, 11, and 12 Arnolds, Olympia.
Yeah.
So that was my best conditioning, all those years, those shows. And I think my best conditioning was 09 Olympia and 11 Arnolds. So, me and George talked and basically pulled out the old notebook and just going back and doing what we did and getting the results that we got then. So
what's the end game? Are you peaking just for this show, or will you do what you did a couple of years ago and head down to Australia and try to compete there as well?
Yeah, I just made a decision. I think this last week I'm gonna do Australia too. You're already in shape, so you might as well. It's just a week away. So
right.
I love Australia, man. The fans there are just probably some of the best in the world, if not the best bodybuilding fans in the world. So I'm going to go down under and compete in Tony's show. And
well, I posed this question to Evan, and I felt comfortable posing it to him, but I don't feel comfortable posing it to you. I mean, what is the victory for Branch Warren going to Columbus, Ohio? I mean, it kind of sounds ridiculous, but, I mean, you are coming off of a ninth place at Olympia where you're not very familiar and you certainly weren't very comfortable. What do you got to do to get back in that winner's circle? I mean,
just doing what I'm doing, man. I just got to go back to the old, I just kept saying, I'm just going back to me and George are back together, and he knows my body, and we're doing this the old way, and the way that I won two Arnolds before. So, nothing's changed. I mean, the Olympia, I was just off, man. I wasn't in my condition. My trademark condition wasn't there, so I fell out of the top three or four and end up in ninth. And my conditioning's on track. I'll be back up to the top fighting. So, what's a victory? Well, victory's first place.
Right on. How's it being daddy? How's the baby doing?
She's doing great. She'll be 2 years old in about 3 weeks. So she's walking and talking, and man, I can't keep up with her.
It definitely changes perspective,
man.
Huh?
Around, trying to watch them 24/7.
Is your wife competing as well this time around, or?
Yeah, Trish is competing. She's going back to the Arnold, and she's training for it. So it's a lot more challenging when you have a 2-year-old.
Right. Right.
We just kind of tag team. So.
Well, it's a family affair, man. People are getting used to seeing you both on the same stage, so we're going to keep our eyes out for you. And if anything comes up you want to share with your fans before you hit that stage, we'll be sitting here at MD Radio listening.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you, Sean. Happy New Year.
All right, Branch. Do what you do, man. Just don't fall off any horses.
I'm not.
All right, my man. All right, that's Big Branch Warren. Thanks for calling in. One of the stars of the movie Generation Iron. You got to see that if you haven't seen it. Make sure you check that out. It gives a whole new perspective on a guy with muscles and the cerebral aspect of who he is and what made him who he is. He's got his work cut out coming up on the 26th annual Arnold Classic. But really quick, also calling from Ohio, let's bring her on. She's going to be talking about the upcoming Rockstar Bikini Contest, which Bob Lorimer alluded to earlier. Huge undertaking, and it's going on right now. Let's bring on one of the event directors by way of, I think, Columbus, Ohio. Let's bring her on. Brooke, are you there?
Hey, Sean, how's it going?
I get tongue-tied when I start talking about these big rock star bikini and pole dancing people, so I want the guys to hear from you exactly what's going on with the Rockstar Bikini. I know Shonda Lewis works extremely hard, and of course Mike Davies and Bob Lormer have been trying to make this thing fly, and now they brought you on board to help with the organization and the social media, and you're just, you know, you're a rock star yourself. So share with the people what this thing is all about and how they can get information on it.
Well, basically, Rockstar Bikini Contest is the world's leading online bikini contest that leads up to the Arnold Sports Weekend. We get contestants from all over the world, beautiful athletes who are there to just have a great time. There's lots of great new prizes this year, including sponsorship with MHP. All the finalists win VIP passes to party with the pros, and we have meet and greets with Arnold, and it's just a really exciting addition to everybody's Arnold activities. I mean, we've had a lot of past contestants just say that it was the highlight of their Arnold weekend, which is saying a lot because anyone who's been to the Arnold knows it's a blast. But, yeah, it's 1 week left for registration online right now. So any ladies listening who think that they can rock the stage out and have fun, go to www.rockstarbikini.com and you can sign up, and we're going to begin online voting in a week.
Yeah, it's huge because I know this takes place on Thursday night. It's actually the first night of all the events taking place in Columbus, Ohio. We kick things off with a portion of the amateur prejudging in the Veterans Memorial Auditorium, and then somewhere thereafter, I know I get whisked away to the actual venue. I think the venue changed, has it not, where they're holding the Rockstar Contest?
Yes, we've actually upgraded to the LC Pavilion, which is a much bigger venue.
Yeah, and then,
so we're really excited about that. We hope to pack the place because it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, and by the time I get there, these online contestants have been whittled down to, I think, was it the top 10 girls out of 200 or something like that?
It'll be the top 12.
Top 12 girls.
Yeah,
and then,
this year we start with online voting, so everybody who's registered now, and if, next week they can start, you know, drumming up the support from all of their friends and, you know, Facebook buddies and stuff like that to help them make it to the top 25, and then you and our other celebrity judges are going to narrow it down to the top 12 for finals.
Right, and then live we'll pick a winner from there. That'll go down late Thursday night after the prejudging for a portion of the amateur portion. The amateur prejudging takes place Friday and Saturday, and then they have the amateur final Saturday afternoon in the Expo Hall. But you also have girls that are competing in the actual bikini contest crossing over into the Rockstar, so we've had a couple of past champions win the Arnold Amateur.
Yes, we have. Our first year, the winner was Ingrid Romero, who, as you probably recall, went on to win Arnold Amateur that same weekend. And the second year was Ashley Kay. You know, she's one of our rock stars from 2 years ago, and she's not only won the Arnold Amateur that year, she went on to get her pro card and just won the Olympia bikini.
Yep.
So we have a pretty good track record so far. So this is the fourth year coming up, and we're really excited to see who's going to take it home this year.
That's right. That was Ashley Kaltwasser. I watched her win several contests. She got a tough tongue twister last name, but I introduced her on stage. So I know that she did very well. She was like in New York, and then she was in Detroit. She was all over the map, and a lot of things have happened for her by going on and winning that Rockstar contest. So really quick, what's the website address for these guys that they can find information?
It is www.rockstarbikini.com. And we also have a Facebook page where they can message us with any additional questions and, you know, check out past contestants and just kind of get updates from our feed.
All right. Well, you're doing a great job there, Miss Brooke Pruden. Are you in Columbus, Ohio, or are you where?
Yeah, I'm in Columbus.
Yep, out there. So you're on the ground doing everything. So they can also find you on Facebook as well. Keep up the Rockstar promotion of the Rockstar Bikini Contest, and we'll see you in, gosh, it's actually under like 2 months, isn't it? It's not even 2 months away.
Oh, yeah, it's getting close. You'll see me there.
Awesome. Okay, Brooke, keep up the great work. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, thanks, Sean.
All right, that's Brooke calling in from Columbus, Ohio. She's making this an actual event. Some people kind of thought it was just a bikini contest, but it's become much more than that, and everybody are very appreciative of her and what Mike Davies and Bob Lormer are doing, creating opportunities for people to go out there and promote and market themselves in the bikini world, which is one of our fastest growing divisions in all of our sport, the bikini competitors. I believe it's probably, there's like a youth movement. I mean, you only have to be like 18, and these girls are coming from all over the world to compete at that Arnold Classic competition. A couple of other side notes, we have Troy Alves, Phoenix Sun is what I call him. He has gone on to retire from professional bodybuilding, an open competitor, a former USA champion, did a slew of pro contests. He's actually 47 years old. I don't blame him. You got to get out somewhere. But it's nice to know that he would go ahead and make the announcement and thank all of his friends and family so they don't have to go out looking for Troy Alves. He actually had control over his retirement. He announced it on Facebook, and he's got a ton of support, one of the nicest guys you're going to ever meet in the sport of bodybuilding. He's also a personal trainer right there in Phoenix, Arizona, so he's maybe gone from the bodybuilding stage, but he's not out of the industry. He's certainly paying it forward and sharing with other athletes all those years of wisdom, and he made a long, long post after 20 years of bodybuilding that at 47 he's got nothing else to prove and nothing else to gain. Congratulations to Troy Alves. Thanks for the memories. And also another bodybuilder retiring from the stage, the Comet, Marcus Haley, who came by way of Las Vegas, then spent some time out in Arizona, some time out in Florida. Marcus Haley, a former North American champion, competed several times, won several Best Poser Awards, including the Arnold Classic Best Poser Award, just sustained, I think, too many injuries. You know, he got hurt. He had made mention, part of his decision was made easy. He had a heart palpitation or an enlarged heart, and that was enough pause for the cause. He chose life and got out before something might physically happen to him, but he didn't do so without leaving a mark. He's one of the best posers that we've seen come down the pipe, had a tumultuous up-and-down career, just not a whole lot of consistency with his physique on the actual stage, but definitely left some memories with some people that had a chance to watch Marcus Haley, and congratulations to him, and thanks for the memories. Once again, we have some things breaking in the world of bodybuilding. After the Arnold Classic competition, there has been a few additions. I want to get that on the record. I know John Lindsay, promoter of the NPC and IFBB in California, is venturing out and into the state of Nevada. He's going to have his first pro show in Nevada, a Super Bowl weekend, February the 1st, right there at the Riviera. John Lindsay is going to have, I believe, his first foray into pro physique in the state of Nevada, which is big because, you know, physique is fast growing, but it's also going to be anchored by an amateur competition as well. The Nevada State Chairman, Stevie Carr, will be working closely with John Lindsay out there. Again, the Nationals has now been moved, staying in the state of Florida, but it's now been moved from Fort Lauderdale. It will head over to Miami, and that's going to take place, I believe, the third week of November. But additionally, in November, we've got the first ever Ferrigno Legacy competition taking place out in Santa Barbara. The Incredible Hulk, Lou Ferrigno, will be bringing the Ferrigno Legacy contest to California in the winter, right around Thanksgiving. So make sure you block out your calendar so you can get out to California and soak up some sun. Let's bring on a Hall of Famer with a very important announcement, and a good friend of mine I grew old with through bodybuilding, a three-time first Olympia runner-up, four-time Arnold Classic champion, one of the winningest bodybuilders of all time. Let's bring him on, the fabulous Flex Wheeler. Flex, welcome back to MD Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Sean? How's it going?
We got about 2.5 minutes here, man. I just wanted to make sure. We're closing with the heavy hitter, man. I mean, you know A-Rod, and we know what happened with A-Rod on 60 Minutes the other day. They're hanging him out to dry. You're continuing to make the headlines, man. Talk to your fans.
Yeah, to make the announcement, I'm no longer with EFX, and I did move on with another company that I'm partners and co-owners with. The name of the company is Muscle Excellence. They're based out of Poland. We're a global company. Our products are made in the United States, but we do not carry the products in the United States. I'm going to hold off on bringing them to the United States for another year or two. So I've been brought on as a vice president of the company, and the world is mine, other than the United States so far. Yeah,
well,
You're bringing years of experience, obviously, coming from AAFX and getting a fresh start at the advanced age of, but you're paying it forward, and you're doing kind of what Ronnie Coleman did. I know he launched his products internationally before he tried to make them available domestically, so it looks like you've learned a few things being out there in the field.
Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, here in the United States, it's really oversaturated with so many companies and everything like that, so being that they are Poland-based, and they do have a foothold already globally, it would be easier to make a, as Bruce Lee said, you know, make a bigger splash over there so that they hear it here in the United States, and then it would be easier to make that move. And what we're doing right now is finalizing some of the products, and we're going to be getting ready to launch the FlexWheeler Pro line any moment now. And so it's exciting. It's great to continue to evolve in this world and be able to generate funds.
That's awesome. And we're going to see you, obviously, right here at the L.A. Fit Expo, I imagine, in California, yes?
When is that?
You think you don't listen to the show very often, but it's January 25th and 26th of this month, 2 weeks from now. But if not, I know we're going to see you in Columbus, Ohio at the 26th Annual Arnold.
Correct. I hope to be out there with MD doing a bang-up job with yourself. It's highly possible that I may come out there to the LA Fit Show. Also want to make another announcement. Me and a very highly good friend of mine, Stan Efferding, is launching a new company also, and I'll be holding off to make that announcement once we're both guests on MD. It will be the first time we will go public with that. So some great adventures I got going on.
Where can people get a hold of you, Flex? Just on MD boards or Facebook or?
Yeah, actually, you know what? I just deleted my Facebook today, and I don't want to take up too much time, but Twitter. They can reach me on Twitter, and they can obviously reach me through MD. Let's keep it MD because we're talking about MD. We're on MD, so they can reach me through MD.
All right. I'm going to post up a thread that says, any questions for Flex Wheeler, and we'll have everybody chime in under there, man. But in the meantime, I look forward. I know Lonnie Teeper looks forward, and Team MD looks forward to hopefully seeing you out here at the LA Fit Expo at the end of January with the rest of the guys as we kick off the bodybuilding season, all right?
Let's keep it pimping. Thanks for bringing me on, Sean. I'll see you. Happy New Year's to your family. Happy New Year's. And that superstar daughter that's going to crash both of our names.
Right on, man. Congratulations. The VP, Flex Wheeler. I want to thank all of our guests, Evan Sinopani, of course, Mark Mazurek, and Tony Doherty for calling in, along with Bob Lorimer and Brooke Pruden for calling in. Big Branch Warren. We are headed into the 26th Arnold Classic, and, of course, up first will be the LA Fit Expo, January 25th and 26th. For the fabulous Flex Wheeler, I'm Sean Ray. Thank you for listening to Muscular Development Radio.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.